Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today with just a slight modification. Victoria Adelis was supposed to come on now at 12 o'clock, but she has something that she was not able to get out of, so she's going to be on in about 15 minutes. And then we're going to be talking with her about going from a bikini competition or competitor to a figure competitor. There's a lot of women out there who have endeavored the world of the bikini competitor, and they are interested in possibly taking it a step further and moving into a figure competitor, which is a bit more difficult, a bit more restrictive, a bit more serious, if you will. And we're going to be talking about what considerations to take into account when making that decision and what needs to be changed. Then during the second hour, we'll be joined by bikini competitor and friend Darielle Singerman, who just gave birth to hers and Aaron Singerman's first child, Asher, recently. She gained 40 pounds during the pregnancy. Being a bikini competitor, obviously her figure is important to her. She's a little thing. 40 pounds was a significant amount of weight for her to gain. She looks better today than she did before she had the baby. How did she do it? Well, she has a way of doing it. And she's going to bestow this information on the women out there who are considering giving birth or are in the throes of pregnancy now and worried that they'll never get their girlish figure back. Guess what? Darielle Singerman can help you. So you're going to want to listen to the second hour of the show as well. Before we get started with the show, a couple things that I wanted to mention. Of course, our sponsor Altrient has their C and B complex available to our audience at a significant discount. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the Altrient C banner ad, you'll learn these discounts apply on different volumes. So the more you buy, the cheaper it gets. And then, of course, we still have today the buy one, get one free on the Power Patch from AgeForce, which is their growth hormone patch. This patch does contain 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. And you can get it at a buy one, get one free at only one place, and that's superhumanradio.com. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to learn more. Okay, I have something that I want to talk about. And it's in the news today. It was one of the cover stories in the business section of the New York Times today. And that is, the headline is the seller to blame? Workout supplement challenged after death of soldier. And I don't want to minimize the sadness, and I don't want to add pain to the family of Michael Lee Sparling. I think that's his name, right? Yeah, Sparling, that's right. Who is a 22-year-old Army private who recently collapsed and died. Actually, not recently, June 1st of 2011 in Fort Bliss, Texas. But more recently, he was brought back into the media because his parents are wanting to sue both GNC, the company who sold the product to him, as well as the company who manufactures the product, USP Labs, because the supplement contains dimethylamine, which is DMAA, which a lot of pre-workout supplements contain as a stimulant to make you more aggressive. And they're saying that a large body of individuals, including military doctors and others weighing in on this, is saying that DMAA is dangerous and potentially caused the death of this soldier. Now, I feel bad about his death. I seriously do. I can't imagine losing a child. So I don't want this to be misinterpreted by people who are listening. Unfortunately, quite often, when something like this happens, when someone suffers this type of a loss, we as humans, we look for closure. And part of closure is we want to blame someone, get even, get a reason, put some sort of symbolism with this situation. And a lot of times parents want to do good. They want to say, well, out of the death of my child, I am going to find a foundation. I'm going to do something. I'm going to turn this terrible situation into something, a legacy for the death of my child. And I understand that. And I think that's noble when parents do that. However, I think that they are misguided going after USP Labs and at GNC. Unfortunately, when you have these types of situations happen where a soldier is supposedly had taken a supplement and then dies within hours of something like this, which is what happened to this soldier here, it's very easy to point back at the supplement. However, you must realize, first of all, that DMAA is being used in lots of pre-workout supplements. And surely if there was a problem with it causing these types of deaths, we'd have a lot more than just this one to point out. And on top of that, surely the FDA would have issued a requirement that companies that have supplements with DMAA in them would have to do a mandatory recall, which the FDA has not done. In fact, the general scientific community says that they're not able to point at DMAA as causing these types of issues, and it's generally regarded as safe when used accordingly to the directions of these supplements. But the problem with this country, as we saw with something that happened to Matt Cahill and his product Craze, is you can sue for anything you want. And of course, they want to sue GNC as well, which I think is wrong. I don't think that USP Labs should be held culpable for this. I think there's more going on at the death of this soldier. I would like to know what kind of post-death scientific research was done to see if he had any type of undiagnosed disorder with his heart that maybe a supplement or even too much caffeine from coffee would have pushed him over the edge. And obviously, if that's the case, this supplement should not be held accountable for his death. But more importantly, I don't think a company like GNC should be tagged as well. See, this is a traditional approach in the United States today. You sue as many people as you can so that the ones with the deepest pockets will either settle out of court or they will get damaged in court and have to pay a large amount of money. And the more people you sue, let's face it, GNC probably has a lot more money than USP Labs, so let's pull them into the lawsuit as well. And this is a traditional approach in litigation in the United States. And I'm not saying that the parents or the mom, I think, of private Michael Lee Sparling is doing this on purpose. I think that she's being advised by her attorney and saying, well, no, we need to sue GNC as well. Let's make them culpable as well. And, you know, that then I guess when a food product is sold in Kroger's and makes, you know, 30 people sick, not only should the manufacturer of the food product be held culpable, but I guess Kroger's should be held culpable as well. And that's not what happens. So why do they want to apply a different standard to the supplement industry and make supplement companies that sell supplements responsible for the issues that occur from the manufacturing side? It's not done in any other industry. So that's the first thing that I think is wrong with this approach. The other thing that I think is wrong with this approach is this notion that DMAA raises blood pressure to a great degree, and so this must have caused this private's death. And we don't know if he drank 5 cups of coffee along with this supplement that morning. By the standards presented on the Mayo Clinic's own website from Dr. Sheldon G. Sheps, Caffeine can cause a short but dramatic increase in your blood pressure, even if you don't have high blood pressure. It's unclear what causes this spike in blood pressure. Caffeine could block the hormones that keep the arteries from widening, or it could increase adrenal gland production to release more adrenaline, which causes your blood pressure to increase. Or I would submit that it does both. Some people who regularly drink caffeine beverages have a higher average blood pressure than those who don't drink any. And other, you know, so the reason I'm saying this is, well, DMAA may raise blood pressure, but so does coffee. So every heart attack that happens 2.5 hours after a guy stops at Starbucks, should we now sue Starbucks and say, well, the caffeine in the Starbucks coffee caused this heart attack? I'm going to leave you with that question for a second, because we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to weigh in a little bit further with this. And then we'll get on to our first interview with IFBB Pro Victoria Adelis. You're listening to Super Human Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com. Today. Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch. Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you're satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. So, the second part of this discussion that I want to mention. As a result of Private Michael Lee Sparling death. It is now being requested by many out there, including some of the physicians who have an opinion within the military, that the FDA take a stronger role in regulating the supplement industry. And we've had this discussion on the show before, especially when John McCain first decided that he wanted to try to hand the supplement industry over to the FDA in an effort to try to win support to help propel his political campaign as president. It's clear what's being done here. They're taking this one incident, which is a tragic incident. There's no doubt about it. And they're trying to make it something that it's not. And the question I would ask is this. And I actually emailed this out this morning because this story was sent to me by a good friend, Cher Mitchell. And I said, what makes anyone think that the FDA can do any better job at managing and regulating the supplement industry than it has done in managing and regulating the pharmaceutical industry? We have a tragic situation here with the death of a soldier. We're not sure why he has died. Even the authorities that are involved in this that would love to be able to just get USP Labs and GNC just, you know, hammered to death can't make anything stick here, because scientific minds who are thinking clearly are saying, look, there's no conclusive evidence that this is what caused this private's death. Okay? Any more than the guy who strokes out 2 hours after having Starbucks can't go back and sue Starbucks for the 240 milligrams of caffeine in his ultra grande, you know, drink that he had. Okay? But the important thing to note here is giving the FDA oversight over the supplement industry will not provide anyone with any greater level of comfort or protection at all. Can we not remember Vioxx? Can't we remember the thousands of people who died from Vioxx, a FDA-approved drug? I mean, and we know from the stories about Vioxx that the scientist at the FDA, who was a good, well-meaning guy, I can't remember his name right now, who pointed out to the FDA higher-ups that he had a problem with the science from Vioxx, they squelched him because they didn't want to piss off the company that made Vioxx. So they let those people die knowing that there may have been a problem. And we just have to go all the way back to the very first drug that the FDA ever approved, DES. They knew that the rodent model showed that DES had some problems, but they let women take it anyway. So I don't understand this idea that giving the FDA oversight over the supplement industry is going to somehow make the supplement industry better. If anything, the supplement industry has a very, very, very minuscule a number of fatalities and issues compared to the pharmaceutical industry, which kills and maims people every single day. More lives have been destroyed and shortened at the hands of the incompetent and corrupt FDA than any other sinister regime in our history. So asking the FDA to oversee the supplement industry should make the rest of you who take supplements run for the hills. Again, I feel bad that this soldier died. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Okay? At the same time, we don't know that he died from these products. And trying to sue the company that shelves them is yet an even greater insult, in my opinion. So hopefully USP Labs will win. And you know what the other thing is? You won't hear about the win. You hear about the DMAA, and they ring that bell. But if there is something that comes up later, like they realize he had an undiagnosed congenital defect in his heart, or they find out that he had 6 cups of coffee before he had too many scoops of Jacked, or who knows what else, you know, happened the days before, the day of, the morning of, that could have influenced this underlying problem that maybe no one knew he had. But trying to take this one death and capitalize on it in a lawsuit and pull as many people into it as possible to fund the lawsuit is terrible. And in fact, I think it's a disrespect to this fallen soldier's name. It's a disrespect. And that's my opinion. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be joined by IFBB Pro Victoria Adelis. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yo.
I said upside down, you're turning me. You're giving love instinctively. Round and around, you're turning me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Upside down.
Yo.
Boy, you turn me inside out. And
thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrian C. Altrian C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrian delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to altriantc.com. That's altriantc.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to altriantc.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altriant C. 21st century vitamin C.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome to the world of live radio. We do not have Victoria Adelis on for reasons unbeknown to me at this point in time. I know that there was some mix-up at the time that the show was going to start, and we tried to accommodate that and push her interview back to 20 after. And as you can see, it's 20 after now, and I can't reach her. So I have nothing else to talk about at this moment. I would welcome any call-ins, 502-690-2298. Call it and save my ass and give me something to talk about. I'll answer your questions honestly and directly. But anyway, you know, I guess I could go on a little bit further with this discussion about the FDA. We really can't talk often enough about the FDA because it's, quite frankly, one organization that I don't understand how continues to operate. I know there's good people at the FDA, like the guy who blew the lid off of Vioxx, and I wish I could remember his name. He got a lot of resistance about blowing the lid off of Vioxx. In fact, he's been ostracized. I believe he's still there. And supposedly when he walks the halls, the people who are in upper management won't even look at him or say hello to him. I read that in a Life Extension Foundation magazine article last year. And so that kind of tells you what the corporate culture is like at the FDA. If you don't play ball, if you don't keep things quiet, if you don't go along to get along, you're then ostracized and you have to go to work every day and have your peers hate you because you pointed out that they are either inept or corrupt. And neither one of those are acceptable for a company, or, I'm sorry, an organization, a government organization that is supposed to be protecting its people, which we know it doesn't do. So giving the FDA an opportunity to provide oversight to the supplement industry will do nothing except keep good supplements from getting out on the market. Imagine if something like a liposomal vitamin C had to jump through all of the rings and hoops that a pharmaceutical drug has to jump through to hit the market. We wouldn't have any of these products that we have today. All of them would go away unless companies were willing to throw millions of dollars at them to get them approved. Now, who is going to do that other than pharmaceutical companies? Look at what's being done with resveratrol. We know resveratrol has some benefits, whether it's SIRT1 or SIRT3 upregulation, you know, remains to be seen, but we know resveratrol has some benefits. So now they're going to come up with a synthetic form of resveratrol so that some pharmaceutical company can capitalize on it. And it's just very, very unfair. And so having the FDA have a greater stronghold on the supplement industry is just going to limit our access to healthy, effective supplements. Now, pre-workout supplements, you know, these are supplements that are designed to really force you to push the limits, so to speak. But I see a lot of guys walking into the gym with Monster, a can of Monster drink in their hand. I've got to believe that's got a lot more zing to it than some of these pre-workout products. And see, or how about like one of these giant cups of coffee? I see guys walking into the gym drinking a cup of coffee. They're drinking it while they're working out and before they're working out. Surely that has the same effect at raising blood pressure and elevating heart rate and so on than as a lot of pre-workout supplements. So, you know, if you're taking those types of things, Monster drink, coffee before your workout or a pre-workout supplement, you must know that these things are designed to elevate the metabolic process, and they can put you at risk if you're not healthy. I know that they said in the article that Private Sparling was healthy. And, you know, that's a subjective word as well. How do you know he was healthy? If somebody has an underlying undiagnosed problem, there's no way to know how healthy they really are. It doesn't show up. Lots of people drop dead on the field. Lots of athletes drop dead on fields all the time, right? Because they're dehydrated and they're out there working in the hot sun and boom, you know, they just fall over. So again, taking a single death and trying to change an industry, to save yet another life perhaps is not a successful approach. You can't legislate, people's intelligence on how to use things. And we know there's a lot of people out there that use Adderall inappropriately for performance. So are you going to tell every mom who has an ADD child that they can no longer use Adderall because these drugs are falling into the wrong hands? Of course not. It's just foolishness. What we're going to do is, unfortunately, I'm going to have to take another break and see if we can reach Victoria Adelis right now, and we'll be right back because I really don't want to have to talk the entire time. If you do have a question, please call me, 502-690-2298. We'll put you on the air, and you can play Stump the Chump. I'll be the chump. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Rehab, I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no.
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now, AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrian C. Altrian C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrian delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrianC.com. That's AltrianC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltrianC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrian C. 21st century vitamin C.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered stimulant free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, Am Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors. No GMOs. Less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition. Am Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to MuscleAmNutrition.com. That's Muscle, AmNutrition.com.
Recover!
Am Nutrition.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Want to get on the air? 502-690-2298. We have a guest who did not show up. It happens. It's called live radio. Anyway, okay, so study recently published shows that depression in kids is linked to cardiac risks in teens. I wonder if part of the reason that depression in kids is linked to cardiac risks in teens is because they treat these children with SSRIs, and we know that serotonin has some horrible effects on the heart. You know, serotonin reuptake inhibitors don't just keep serotonin from being taken back up in the brain. It happens in other tissue as well. I believe we discussed this once with Adele Musa on a recent episode of Subversity Science Roundup. And so could it be that the reason that these kids develop cardiac risks as teenagers, when they're diagnosed with depression as young children, is because they're put on antidepressants as young children. This is something that needs to be discussed. I don't think it's going to be discussed. I'm going to have to dig deeper into the study, but at first glance, it doesn't talk about that at all. It's really intriguing to me because we know that serotonin increases in cardiac tissue can actually cause problems with heart valves over time. So this is something that needs to be examined as well. Another study, immortality gene mutation identifies brain tumors and other cancers. And in this particular study, they're talking about obviously things that affect the immortality of cells and also telomeres. And this is one of the things that I always feel that people get scared away from telomere activator type supplements. They think that if you increase telomerase, that somehow you're going to increase the probability of developing cancer. But you have to understand that cancer cells and tumor cells are already immortal. They do upregulate the production of telomerase and hence maintain the lengths of telomeres longer so that the cells are immortal. They're harder to kill, unlike healthy cells. So elevating telomerase in healthy cells is not going to cause cancer if cancer cells already have elevated telomerase. And once again, a lot of times the science confuses things and people and scares them away from things that can actually benefit them, like telomerase activators. Again, 502-690-2298. Call me if you want to get on the air and ask me a question. We have a guest who did not show up, and I am just vamping until we can get Darielle Singerman on the show. And that's going to be a really interesting subject, and I'll tell you why. Women who really look good in later life, when they look really good, will be asked quite often in the line, the checkout line, at the grocery store or so on, you know, if they have children. Because most women feel that if you've had a child, if you've had children, that there's no way to bounce back from that. The changes in a woman's body are so dramatic that once you have children, you can never really look good again. And nothing is further from the truth. The reality is that it takes work, and with the right kind of work, the right kind of diet, you can bounce back and look as good as you did before you had babies. The problem is that most women either don't have the ability to give themselves that focus or don't make it a priority because they quite often, like most young families, once a child comes into the picture, the focus is the child and then the next child and then the children. And the parents kind of put everything that quote unquote is important, on hold, which generally is their own health. And they're making so many priorities for the child, school, after school activities, sports, and so on and so forth, that they forget that they need to go to the gym, they need to eat right, and so on. And also sleep goes by the wayside quite often once a child comes into the household. And this is something that needs to be kept in check to a certain degree. And so a lot of times someone will say, wow, you look great. How old are you? And that woman may say, I'm 46. And then someone else standing in that line who is carrying a lot of body fat will say, well, have you had children? And more women are able to turn around and go, yeah, I have. And now what do you, now what can you say to that? Yes, I've had children and I look this good too. The problem is, now, like so many things driven in the mainstream media, women are getting the wrong information. They're eating diets that they think are healthy, and they're not. They're having difficulty managing their hormones. They're not making the right priorities in order to get their body back in shape. And what greater gift could you give to your child than the example of great health? I mean, if you go to the gym and you start taking your child at a very young age to the gym and they see you working out and they become ingrained with this message that, you know, mom and dad don't just sit on the couch and watch TV all night. They don't just sit around. They don't just, but they go to the gym and they exercise. This is a message that the child picks up and the child will exercise. That's the way it is. The children do what we do. They don't do what we tell them to do. We've learned that. I mean, you know. where the old adage came from, do as I say, not as I do. Well, guess what? Kids don't listen. That's why it's an old adage. So the mom and the dad who does make the decision to take care of their health sends a message to their child that taking care of your health is a priority, just like balancing your checkbook or whatever else is a priority in your household. And that message will ensure that that child will stay out of the hands of the medical orthodoxy longer in their life. They won't need to depend on health care because they develop type 2 diabetes at 40 years old. They won't need to depend on a doctor telling them, you now have to take these six medications for the rest of your life. They won't be in that group. And it all starts with your examples. And I'm sure that it also takes a partner who is on the same page with you, which I'm sure that we'll get to talk to Darielle about that, because obviously Aaron Singerman is a lover of physical culture. He trains very, very hard. He works very hard. He never makes excuses, and he still trains. He's traveling all the time. I'm sure he finds a gym wherever he goes. I mean, so many people can travel and find a restaurant, no problem. Some women travel and they can find stores to shop at, no problem. But for some reason, when people travel, they think, well, I don't have to go to the gym now. They don't think that way about the other things that they put on their priority list. And that's why more and more people need to make it a priority to get to the gym more often. And especially if you have young children, take them with you. I remember when I first started on my journey and I was still pretty heavy, I used to take my daughter Sydney to the gym with me on Saturday mornings. And I would be down on the floor deadlifting, and she'd be up there on the treadmill watching cartoons. Who cares? She watched cartoons. At least she was on the treadmill. She was walking the whole time. And then she would come down by me when she was done and tired of that. And I would set up the Smith machine so she could hold on to it over her head and do one-legged squats, because she was a figure skater. And I felt that that would translate into something that she could use, because there's a movement in figure skating called shoot the duck, which is basically like a pistol squat, where you have one leg straight out in front of you and you're holding it, actually, and you're squatting down onto the other leg all the way down, so you're close to your butt's close to the ice, and you're skating along. So I had her do pistol squats while holding onto the Smith bar, the bar on the Smith machine. And then I would have her do other things with me as well, like step-ups. And so I gave her that gift early on. I don't know if she still sticks with it, to be honest with you, because, you know, through a divorce, she lives with her mom. But I tried to give her that gift early on, and I hope that some of it sticks. But that's some of the things that you can do for your child to instill in them the importance of health through physical culture. So it's absolutely an important gift. So we're going to be talking with Darielle Singerman after we come out of the next break, and we're going to be talking about how you can get your girlish figure back, postpartum fat loss. It's not impossible. And keep in mind that Darielle did not lose an insignificant amount of weight. She lost 40 pounds. 40 pounds. Now, of course, some of that was the baby, but I would venture to guess that far less than 25% of it was the baby. We'll find out when she comes on. The rest of it was the type of body fat, obviously placental shrinking and so on, but a lot of it was probably body fat that she had to get rid of. And then also, let's face it, she was stretched out. Her stomach was carrying that little baby. Her stomach was stretched. What did she do for her abs? What is she doing for stretch marks in general? I'm sure that she plans on stepping on the stage again someday. These are all considerations that drove her to make sure she did the right things after little Asher was born. So we're going to have to get more answers from her. We do still have a little more time before we go to that interview. If you want to call in, it's 502-690-2298. Save me. Give me something to talk about, because I'm running out of things to talk about. I can only vamp for so long. I was not prepared today to talk for an hour on my own, although you can see that given just a modicum of time, I can get it done. So let's see here. Today is Monday. We've got lots of great shows planned for the rest of the week. I'm just looking at the schedule. Let's see what I can take a peek into here. Let's see here, the calendar. Tomorrow we have the Blueprint Power Hour, of course, with Rob Regish. During the second hour, we have a cellular renewal process may underlie benefits of omega fatty acids. That ought to be a good one on omega-3 fatty acids. Then Wednesday, we have several show interviews set up. The first one is how a study shows that vitamin E can help prevent cancer. And again, any of these antioxidants are beneficial, especially vitamin C as well. The length of DNA strands can predict life expectancy. So we're going to get back onto the telomere discussion this week. And of course, obesity leads to vitamin D deficiency, something that we touched on during a recent Casual Friday that we will delve deeper into from a scientific standpoint. And then, of course, Thursday, we have both the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy, which we have a couple questions from listeners. If you want your questions answered by Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish, send them to onair@superhumanradio.com, and we'll do our best to answer it this week. So during the first hour, we have the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy, and then during the second hour, we have a special edition of Subversity Science Roundup. We will be joined by Adelfo Cerame, who is a competitive wheelchair bodybuilder, and recently, I believe, did a guest posing opportunity at a wheelchair bodybuilding national event. And we're going to talk to him about his progress, his training, his nutrition, and so on. The guy is just amazing. His physique looks so good. It's just uncanny. And he does work closely with Del Musa, and he is a big proponent of intermittent fasting. I know he's used the blueprint as well, so we'll get him to weigh in on a variety of different techniques that he uses to get his physique in such fantastic shape. Very, very enviable physique. So that'll be Thursday. And then, of course, Friday, we'll have another edition of Casual Friday. And Elisa is always working on Casual Friday. If you have topics that you want included in Casual Friday, you can post them either on the Facebook wall, or you can email them to onair@superhumanradio.com, and we'll do our best to get them included in the upcoming Casual Friday. Okay, I'm going to take a big risk here, and I'm going to go to a break and see if I can't get Darielle Singerman on a little early to see if she can save my life here as I struggle to find things to talk about. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. It's Monday. Cut me some slack, okay? We'll be right back.
You can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Before I stop, collaborate and listen. I suspect back something. Grabs are holding me tightly. Bow like a heart, look like a heart, part.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. No. Turn off the lights, and I'll glow. Blow. With the extreme, I'm like a mic, like a boom. Light up a stage, so I can jump like a boom.
From Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprint Bulletin.com today. Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
DJ Hero.
Okay, you can thank Dariel Singerman and little Asher Singerman for allowing Dariel to be on the air earlier than planned so that you didn't have to listen to me drone on about nothing any longer. Dariel Singerman is a successful bikini competitor. She is the beautiful bride of a good friend. You all know he's a good friend of mine, and that is Aaron Singerman. And she has recently done the what is thought to be impossible. She had a baby, gained 40 pounds on her tiny little frame, and looks better now than she did when she got pregnant. How you doing, Dariel?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. You know, first of all, let's talk a little bit about the mindset. So, obviously, you wanted to start a family, but you are a successful bikini competitor with a burgeoning career and obviously a desire to be in the industry. Was it difficult for you to decide to go ahead and get pregnant, first of all?
Well, I won't lie, it was kind of a surprise for us.
Join the club.
it wasn't really, you know, a matter of should we do it or not, so it kind of just happened.
Okay, well, that's 90% of America.
Right. But, you know, it's the best thing that has obviously ever happened to me and Aaron. Obviously, you know, other than the fact that he's, you know, our son and a wonderful baby. As far as if you're talking about physique-wise, I think the pregnancy has actually helped my physique more than anything else, which is something I never even thought, you know, would be possible.
Yeah. How much do you normally weigh before pregnancy?
Before pregnancy, I was around 125, 130.
Okay.
I also, you know, the period that I actually got pregnant was also at a time where I was kind of rebounding off of, you know, a show that I had done, and I was kind of putting my body through a lot at that point anyways.
Okay.
So I was I probably started a little bit heavier than I even wanted to as far as when I got pregnant. But yeah, I typically stay in that range.
Okay. So, what was your top weight once you were pregnant?
I got up to 173.
That's a lot for a little girl. You're how tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
Yeah, I mean you're a tiny little. I would consider you petite. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you were getting pregnant, and becoming more pregnant, let's put it that way, for lack of better terms, did you start to freak out? Like, oh my God, you know, my body is going to get stretched and contorted. I'm going to put on all this body fat. What am I going to do? Were you worried?
I was, you know, I think, you know, most people, I mean, I don't know, I can't speak for most people, but I think, you know, from the women I've talked to, that's a big fear of getting pregnant in general. Obviously, you know, a child is a blessing and he is a blessing, but the changes that your body goes through, I've always thought it could be permanent. You know, I didn't grow up thinking, oh, well, I could get my body right back, you know. I don't think, you know, I think majority of America, they think once you have a baby, your body's kind of
yes.
ruined.
Yes. And in fact, when I was vamping earlier, waiting to get you on the air, I was saying that a lot of times a woman, especially when they're a little bit older, let's say in their 40s, let's say she's standing at the checkout line at the grocery store, and she looks really great. I mean, she's got what looks like a bikini competitor's figure. And then one woman will look at her and say, wow, you look great. You must work out. And that person will take the compliment and she'll say, yes, thank you very much. And then somebody who's like really carrying a lot of weight will look at her and go, do you have any kids? Like, mm-hmm. because that's for most women, they're like, once you have a baby, you can't look like that anymore. And the wonderful
right.
thing is that more and more women are looking back and going, yeah, I got two kids. And then all of a
yeah.
sudden it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's something that I ran into a lot, you know, in my career, because I've been a personal trainer since 2008. And, you know, that's a lot of the excuses I hear from women are, you know, well, I got, you know, I have kids. And so ever since then, you know, my body has kind of, you know, not gone back the same. And, you know, I've even gotten already, you know, when someone sees me and, you know, they see that I have a baby, they blame it on my age and that my body just bounced right back because of my age. And I say, no, I've actually, you know, been working very hard to lose this. And so people just, you know, they want to find excuses, and I've always heard the excuses, and I never had a child, so it's hard for me to say to them, well, no, you don't, you know, you can get your body back because who am I, you know, to say that. But now I'm living proof.
Yeah.
So it feels
exactly.
good because now I can say to someone, well, I have a child, and having a child is no excuse. Getting into the fitness industry, as far as the competing aspect, seeing all the women who have had children, you know, whether it's one or four, you know, it's amazing how many women have children. And that was, you know, inspiring to me. You know, that was a big inspiration to see all these women have children, and they look better than, you know, I've ever looked.
Yeah, exactly. But again, you're going to continue to get the, well, you're young. Of course you can bounce back. And I have
mm-hmm.
a funny feeling, and I could be wrong about this. I have a feeling that Asher is probably planning to have a brother or sister at some point in time, or maybe one of each.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to follow that journey with you as well. So, mm-hmm. okay. So when women finally look at you and go, you gained 40 pounds during your pregnancy and you look like that right now. And I just saw you at the Arnold. I'm not just saying this. You look great. You look like you're probably capable of putting a modicum of effort in and getting back on stage. Is that true? Do you look that way when you put on, have you looked at your body critically lately and said, you know, I could get back on stage if I wanted to?
Absolutely. I, and it's funny. I feel better than I've ever felt as far as being in just, I guess, quote unquote, an off season, you know. I mean, I don't really, that term was being, you know, referred to a lot before. I was referring to it when I wasn't dieting for a show, but right now I've kind of transitioned my mindset into this is my lifestyle, not I'm dieting for, you know, a show and then I'm going to eat whatever. So, you know, I'm eating a clean, wholesome diet all the time. I'm losing weight and I'm feeling so good about myself because I've been able to put on muscle. You know, I've been told that pregnancy and the hormones that go through your body after you have a baby definitely helps build up muscle. So I do. I feel really good, and I definitely feel like I could get back on stage at one point. I had planned to kind of soon, but now I'm enjoying motherhood so much, and I don't want to take that away from Asher. So I'm kind of, you know, focusing on that, and, you know, the stage will be there. So if I decide to compete again, I will.
Okay, we're going to take our first commercial break, but before we go into the break, I have to plug your website. The website is getfitpregnantchick.com. I have to ask you this question first. There's a picture of you doing dumbbell presses with a turquoise top on. Is that post or pre-pregnancy, that picture?
That's pre. There are pictures on that front page, basically all the ones of they're not the professional shots, I guess, that show my physique right now post-pregnancy.
So you do you do have pictures up here post-pregnancy, right?
Yeah, yeah. The shots that you can see clearly that I'm taking myself.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at one where you've got like an animal print pair of shorts on and a blue bandeau on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, my God. So. Your abs look great.
Thank you.
Yeah, really, really impressive. All right, so let's do this. Let's take our quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about first, before we get into what you did after Asher was born, I want to talk about what you did once you realized you were pregnant in anticipation of wanting to get your figure back. We're talking with Darielle Singerman. Her website is getfitpregnantchick.com. You're listening to Superhuman Radio, and you should do business with Darielle just because she got me to stop talking long enough to have somebody else's voice on the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint at SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to altrientc.com. That's altrientc.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to altrientc.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C, 21st century vitamin C.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Darielle Singerman. Her website is getfitpregnantchick.com. She's living proof. Good, I'm sorry.
What? I just want to add that it is under construction, so you can keep checking back and there will be continuously more things added.
Just like little Asher is on the construction. He's growing every day. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk about this. Once you realized you were pregnant, did you say, okay, there are certain things I'm going to have to do to ensure that I position myself the best way I can to lose the baby weight once it's over?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I knew that, you know, just because I was pregnant didn't give me excuse to eat whatever I wanted, which is, you know, a big misconception that a lot of women have, you know, the whole eating for two, which is really not exactly true.
Right.
So it's as far as getting your nutrients, yeah, you want to be, you know, maybe that's for two, but, you know, you're not eating two of everything, literally.
Right.
So I kept my eating very under control throughout the pregnancy. And I stayed active. I was still doing my cardio. I was doing, you know, working out in the gym. There were periods of time, you know, my first trimester, I was very, very tired. The fatigue was really tough on me. So I wasn't able to get to the gym as much as I would have liked. But I would say throughout the pregnancy, I really was making a conscious effort to not go overboard and not put on those extra pounds. It ended up coming. I mean, I'll be honest, at the very end, like the last 2 weeks, I kind of was like, screw this.
The heck with it.
And yeah, I was big. I was craving, you know, sometimes I was like, you know what, in 2 weeks after I have the baby, I'll get back on everything. So, yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
what about mm-hmm. the anticipation of stretch marks? Did you use any type of creams or lotions on your belly?
Yes, I was cocoa buttering it up every day.
Like
everything,
like
my whole body.
Like numerous times a day or just once a day?
I was at least once a day and then sometimes once in the morning, once at night.
Cool.
And I didn't get any stretch marks, so, you know, I don't know if it's genetic or if the cream
not genetic. I'm going to tell you why I say that, because you happen to be like me. We both have olive complexions, and darker skinned people tend to develop, you know, stretch marks
mm-hmm.
when the skin gets stretched like that. So I have a feeling it has a lot to do with what you did. Did you stay well hydrated?
Yeah, I was drinking a lot of water. I let myself, you know, eat, you know, ice cream once a week, maybe twice a week. You know, I wasn't holding myself back completely.
What about carbs? Did you eat carbs that you normally wouldn't, or did you kind of stay with a modified version of the way you had eaten all along?
I ate in the beginning. I had big aversion to a lot of meat, and I was just, the thought of meat and chicken and anything was making me sick. So a lot of, you know, a lot of things that were left were carbs. So yeah, I was eating some things that I normally wouldn't. I would say once I got into my second trimester and I started feeling good, that's when I really started making a more conscious effort to go back to kind of how I was eating, but obviously modified. I wasn't dieting,
right.
But just eating, you know, a normal amount per meal of, you know, the healthier options.
Okay. What was morning sickness and nausea a problem for you in the first trimester?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that was a big problem for me.
Yeah. Okay.
I was walking around with a sleeve of crackers everywhere I went.
Yeah, right.
Because
right.
I was nauseous all the time.
Okay, now let's move forward a little bit now. So baby Asher is delivered, and you did not deliver a C-section, obviously. I can tell from these pictures here. So
no.
How long before did you suffer from any depression, postpartum depression, first of all?
You know, I don't know if I can diagnose myself with having postpartum depression, because about 2 weeks after he was born, Aaron had to go away and travel for almost a month straight. So I was very overwhelmed at the beginning, and I was very stressed out, and I did feel depressed, but I mean, there were factors that, you know, were making me feel like that.
Sure, sure.
It didn't carry on very long. I have, over, you know, up until this point, have had moments of feeling, you know, overwhelmed, maybe a little depressed, but I would say it wasn't too bad because I was still keeping myself active. As soon as I could, I mean, I could walk pretty much right away. So I was walking with him outside, and that, you know, obviously always helps hormones and,
yes.
And
did you breastfeed at all in the beginning?
At the beginning, I tried. It was tough.
Right.
because he had to start on formula because his weight dropped a little bit.
Okay.
And which I mean they always do, but he dropped a little bit.
Okay. The reason I ask that is because a lot of women who breastfeed undergo some amazing weight loss early on because of the placenta shrinks faster, but ultimately you that happens over the course of months anyway, even if you don't breastfeed. I was just curious if you saw that.
Right.
But not, obviously not.
No, I didn't breastfeed.
Okay. All right. So now let's talk about when did it strike you that, okay, walking is not enough. I need to do something now.
It was probably a few months. I mean, you go through the period of, you know, you can't really do anything too intense for about 6 weeks. So really all I was doing was walking every day. And then I was trying to start at the bare minimum because what I was trying to avoid, what I was doing pre-pregnancy was just going all out, everything way too soon, you know, and then you have nowhere left to go.
Right.
So through this, it's been a big learning experience for me as well in my fitness lifestyle because I've been able to kind of start over. And so I started at the bare minimum where I was just walking, you know, 30 and 45 minutes a day. And then, of course, I got to a point where I realized my weight wasn't going anywhere, so I kind of had to pick it up a little bit. That was probably, like my 3 month mark.
Right. And so when you decided that it was time for you to step it up, did you start going to the gym or did you do things at home first?
I first started at home. We have a treadmill at the house, so I was able to do some sprints and kind of more higher intensity, cardio on the treadmill. And then once I started to be able to go to the gym more regularly, then I was kind of taking it to the gym and doing it there.
Are you a fan of fasted morning cardio, Dariel?
No, I don't believe it works.
Okay.
I actually tried that and it didn't do anything. And, I fully believe that it's in the high intensity workout, the cardio, that that's where you see the biggest changes.
Okay.
And not fasted.
Okay. So, when you decided to start going back to the gym, did you weigh yourself, post-delivery, and walking for a little while, you know, 6 weeks and just kind of getting yourself, where were you weight-wise?
Well, I dropped like 22 pounds, just from fluids and everything. And every day I was weighing myself and it was like two more pounds. And then I just stopped at 150. And that's where I kind of got stuck for a while. And it was frustrating because, I mean, mentally I wanted to already be, you know, getting back into shape, but I had to keep reminding myself I just had a baby. Things aren't going to be easy this time. You know, it's going to be more work and I can't beat myself up over it. And I have to,
be patient.
Yeah, exactly. So I was kind of stuck at 150 and then, after a little, manipulation to my diet and stepping up my cardio, I started to gradually drop again.
Were you able to start to see your abs at that point once the 22 pounds of fluid and stuff came off, or were your abs pretty much covered up?
No, I still was pretty covered up.
Yeah.
I still was pretty soft, you know, everywhere.
Okay.
It really, once I got back into the gym and I started training hard again and lifting heavier, cause I enjoy lifting heavier. I don't, you know, I guess when people say, you know, work out like a girl and lightweight, I don't like that.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about that because one of the mantras of my show, we have a lot of women who listen to the show and they're uninitiated. These are women who, have a significant amount of body weight perhaps to lose and they're kind of frustrated. They're not sure. And the thing that a lot of them say is, well, I don't want to lift weights because I don't want to get bulky. And one of the things I say often is it's more important for women to develop strength than men because women usually outlive men. But the reason that women end up in institutions is because they start falling and the kids go, hey, mom, you can't live by yourself any longer. So the ability to remain ambulatory finds itself in strength of the body. So women need to lift more because strength comes naturally to a guy, but it doesn't come naturally to a woman. What would you say to that statement?
Oh, that's absolutely to the T. I mean, I've worked in fitness centers with majority elderly, And it's amazing the amount of older women that are now, I mean, everyone is just wanting to get into the gym, and they're realizing how important it is to be lifting weights. No one, all these women are wanting to lift weights because they know that their strength is down and they can't take care of themselves.
Right.
As far as for me right now at a younger age, it's, I mean, it definitely doesn't make you bulky. Building muscle will, you know, help burn more calories overall throughout the day. So that in turn will, you know, help with fat loss, and it'll create a nicer, I guess, physique.
Right.
Because if you're not, you're giving yourself more of a curve and not, you know, you're not bulky. You don't look like a man.
Well, and before we go into the break, like for instance, I hear this from women a lot, this particular statement. I hate to train legs because my legs get so thick and I can tell that they don't fit the same way in my pants. And what I say is, don't stop training legs, because what's going to happen at some point in time is the subcutaneous fat on your legs is going to start disappearing as the muscles start to get bigger. So the net result is your legs are going to be just as thin as they are right now, or same form factor, but they're going to be muscle and shapely instead of soft. You think that's true?
And no cellulite.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, during the pregnancy, you know, I definitely got some cellulite that I had never had before, and just going back, and I did step my training back. I was training when I was pregnant, but I just wasn't comfortable, obviously, lifting the same amount of weight as I was. You know, obviously, just the protective instinct, I guess,
right,
in me. And so as soon as, you know, I was going back to the gym after I had him, and I, you know, started going back to my normal routine, doing heavier exercises, building my legs back up, all my cellulite went away. And,
wow.
You know, it makes your body more firm. You know, it's just, yeah.
No, yeah, you're right. No, it, what happens is the transition of muscle grows first because it pulls up fluid into the muscle fiber. So the immediate sensation is, oh my God, my legs are getting thicker. But if you just stick with it, what happens is the muscle stops growing at that point in time. But now the fat around the thigh starts to shrink, and then your leg comes back into that form factor that you feel comfortable. But the difference is it's shapely. There's no sub-Q fat. There's no cellulite. So, but most women, as soon as they feel their legs getting pumped, they go, oh my God, my legs are getting thicker. I don't want that. And I say stick with it a little longer. Give it a month or two before you bail on it. That's all I say.
Definitely. And it'll help you get into shape. And if, no matter how much weight you have to lose, lifting weights will help you lose the weight anyways.
Okay. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, Asher is still cooperating, I see. He's still down for his nap.
He's actually up, but he's just kind of looking around.
Well, okay. So. I mean, if you want to go and, you know, because this is a mommy-friendly show, if you want to go and pick him up during the commercial break, feel... Oh, there he is. He must have heard me say...
Yeah, I think he heard us talking about it.
There you go. Okay, so go grab him. We'll take a commercial break. We're talking with Darielle Singerman. Her website is getfitpregnantchick.com. Visit it. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now Age Force is offering a buy one get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The power patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the power patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the Age Force way. Power patch.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Whey.com.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dariel Singerman. Is little Asher there now?
He is. I put him in a jumper, so I'm hoping this entertains him.
Oh, the one that hangs in the door?
No, I have just, it's like that, but it's on a little base.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
The one that hangs from the door makes me nervous.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. All right, so when you were stuck at 150 pounds, and we're worried, obviously. What did you have to do to step it up in order to start to see the postpartum fat loss?
Well, I changed initially just my diet, really. I didn't really start increasing my cardio until I felt like I really had to. So I had already cleaned up my diet, and from there I kind of manipulated things that I felt might help me lose weight. So for me personally, I've always felt like I was a little more carb sensitive. So I decided to take out some of my carbs and add in more fats and see how my body responded to that. It started to respond really well. And then I kind of hit another plateau. And so I decided to add some carbs back in. So I kind of was playing around with my diet, taking things out, putting them back in. And then once I felt like, okay, I've done what I can with my diet, then I looked at my cardio activity, and I basically said, okay, I'm going to 3 to 4 days a week do, very intense cardio.
So what is very intense? Do you do intervals for 30 minutes, or do you just go as hard as you can for 30 minutes?
No, intervals. I'm all about intervals. So when I was going to the gym, I would use the Steramil, the Arc Trainer. The Arc Trainer is my favorite. So basically just increasing levels little by little and then bringing it back down. And that I would do for, 30 minutes.
So for 30, would you do like a 30-second interval with like a 2 or 3 minute rest, 30-second, like that type of interval training?
For some of them I did. For the Steramil, I would do something like that, just 30 seconds. But for, you know, then sometimes I would do, you know, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, you know, increasing every 2 minutes and
right.
then bring it back down.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I would mix it up and just kind of see, and my body, you know, again, started to respond to that when I added that in. And so eventually, over time, after doing that, I mean, it's been 6 months, and I got to a point where I'm very comfortable and happy with how I'm looking, and so I'm kind of letting myself slide here and there, you know, if I don't get cardio in all the time or, you know, if I pick at something. So, but that's basically what brought me to where I'm at right now.
Right, right. Okay, so what about sleep? You know, one of the complaints of new moms is that the requirements of the baby fall to them, and especially if your hubby is like Aaron and you're traveling all over the world literally all the time. What are you doing to make sure that you get enough sleep? And is Asher a good sleeper already?
Yeah, we've gotten very lucky. We're very blessed with a great baby. He started sleeping through the night around 2 months old. But lately he actually has been waking up, because he started teething. So just when I thought everything was perfect with my sleep, now, you know, it's interrupted again, but that's okay. So for a little while, I was getting, you know, the sleep that I needed, kind of. I was waking up still, you know, one or two times. But for me personally, I like fat burners. I don't see anything wrong with them. Some people are really against it. I think it's great to just give you a little energy boost. Maybe it's, you know, I mean, it's not a magic pill. It's not going to, you know,
it's not going to make you lose fat, but it's going to give you the energy to push through a little bit that will end up, your workout will make you lose fat.
Exactly. So that's how I dealt with and am dealing with, you know, if I'm tired and, you know, and I take advantage of, you know, the treadmill that I have here. So if he's napping, I can jump on. So it's just managing the time and making the mental effort to choose what is going to help me in the long run. That's, you know, what I preach and what it all comes down to is making the choice that's going to, you know, give you the positive outcome rather than the negative, because we all have a choice what we want to do. It's just whether, you know, we make the right one at the time.
I actually said that when I was vamping and waiting for you to come on the show. I said, you know, what ends up happening in new families quite often is a baby is born, and sometimes a second and third follow relatively quickly, within years, let's say, and the parents divert their attention from things that they would have done, like getting to the gym or cooking food that's healthy, that takes more time, to focusing on the baby and being nurturing. And sometimes they even start to use it as an excuse to not do anything at all. And I said, you know, the greatest gift you can give your child is to have them grow up in an environment where mommy and daddy care about health so much that they go to the gym regularly, they use the treadmill at home, they eat healthy, because you're ensuring that your child learns the importance of those things. Because even though we say do as we say, not as we do, our children do as we do. Mm-hmm. And so having a child where their earliest memories are mom on the treadmill or dad at the gym instills in them the importance of taking care of themselves. No greater gift you can give your child that will ensure that they won't need a doctor someday to help them control their type 2 diabetes or their obesity or anything else. There's no greater gift than that.
Oh, I 100% agree. It's, you know, what I do and how I, you know, lead my life and my values and my morals all come from how I saw my parents, you know, raise me and my brother and my sister. So knowing that and knowing how much of an impact a parent can make on a child, you know, I only want to show Asher positive things. It even came down to one time, I mean, I don't suggest everyone do this, but when we were out of town one time, we took him, I went to the hotel gym and I had no one to watch him, so I strapped him to my chest on a little carrier and just walked on the treadmill.
You know what? I was going to jokingly suggest that, like Milo did with the bull back in ancient Greece. You know, he lifted the bull every day. You know what? If you put your child on your back and you walk with your child, as your child grows, so does your endurance and your strength gradually. And you don't notice the difference. I mean, at some point in time, you got to put them down, maybe when they're 20.
Yeah.
You can't carry them anymore. But, you know, I mean, so many people go out and buy these expensive weight vests. You got a baby. Strap it to your chest, strap it to your back, and go walk.
Yep. Yep.
It's it's a great idea. That's fantastic. I'm glad to hear that you're doing that. You don't take advantage of naps in the afternoon when Asher goes down to try to catch up with recovery?
I do. I used to be so much better with naps, and lately I guess I'm just, there's things that I know I could be getting done, you know, while he's asleep. Like cooking my food, for instance.
Right.
I cook all my food in bulk so I can just grab it. So I do. If I'm feeling really, really tired, I will let myself rest. For me, luckily, I'm someone who can close my eyes for 10 minutes and feel re-energized.
Right.
So I don't really need a nap for too long.
Are you a fan of meditation, Dariel?
Of meditation? Oh, hello?
I'm still here.
Okay. I heard a beep.
No, it's okay.
I am. I mean, I was doing yoga, and that was, I guess mentally it was good because it was putting me in a relaxed state. I don't meditate daily, but yeah, I would encourage it to anyone, especially anyone who's feeling overwhelmed. I think that's huge. For me, working out is my way to kind of overcome all the, you know, if I'm feeling overwhelmed or stressed.
So how much do you weigh right now, Dariel?
Right now, I'm back to 130, and
you can see, obviously you can see your upper abs. I looked at the pictures on your website,
mm-hmm.
So you're already within reach now. Now, how far will you take this at this point? I mean, obviously, you don't have any aspirations to compete anytime soon, right?
I don't know what you consider soon. I was considering
this year. This year.
Possibly, only because Nationals at the end of the year is in Fort Lauderdale, which is a drive away from us.
Right.
And so right now what I've been saying is if I can get to a weight where I only have maybe 10 pounds to lose and it's manageable and I don't have to take time away from Asher, then I will do it because I enjoy it. I love the challenge of competing and you know, pushing myself daily, but at the same time, I have other priorities. So
yeah, I want to take a last commercial break. And when we come back, I've got lots more questions for you that I think that lots of moms out there will say, well, why aren't you asking her this and why aren't you asking her that? We're talking with Dariel Singerman. Her website is getfitpregnantchick.com. You can look at before and after pictures. You can look at before, during, and after pictures, I should say. Before she's competed, after her during her pregnancy, and after her pregnancy. So you can see what she looked like before pregnancy and what she looks like now. And it's undeniable that what she has done has allowed her to attain her youthful, girlish figure. And I say to women out there who are thinking about getting pregnant, don't not get pregnant because you're afraid of what it's going to do to your body. Get in touch with Dariel and have her prep you the way you would prep for a competition. Prep for your pregnancy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint at SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprint Bulletin.com today. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR5.
bar and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, was geht ab? Guten Morgen, es ist 7:30 Uhr hier auf We Got Soul FM. Und ich habe hier einen heißen Track für
den Welcome back. To Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Darielle Singerman. Her website is getfitpregnantchick.com. She's not a fitness model. She is just the model of fitness. I like that. That's really cool. Okay. So what about to the woman out there who's saying, but I'm exhausted all the time, Darielle. I just gave birth to a baby and I don't have energy to do anything. Is it really just a matter of priority? Do you have to just push through in the beginning in order to recover your energy levels, you think? Uh-oh. I think we may have lost Darielle. Okay, hold on. Don't go away. Today's show has been amazing. Let's go ahead and listen to this music just for another moment. And I'll see if I can get her back on the line.
Okay, was geht ab? Guten Morgen, es ist 7:30 Uhr hier auf We Got Soul FM. Und ich habe hier einen heißen Track für einen heißen Tag. Max, sehr schön, dass du wieder da bist, Löwe.
Es ist schön, dich gesehen, Love, hab mich vermisst. Ich hab was vergessen, wie ich mag, wie du bist. Kenn ich schon, seitdem ich klein war, wir hingen immer zusammen. Damals waren 2 Wochen Ferien, ohne dich schon zu lang. Hab als Kind jeden Tag in deiner Straße gespielt. Jedes Mal, wenn meine Mama mich suchte, saß ich bei dir. Wir wurden älter und ich lernte dich noch besser kennen. Erinnere mich, wie wir am kleinen Schlossplatz rumgesessen sind. Ich war 12 und Roller Skater, Kryptos, weite Achsen und der Old Räder. Fuhr mit 50 Sachen down und mich hat's gebrettert. Hab meinen Arm geschreddert, fuhr es wieder Wochen später. Über dich werde ich viele meiner besten Freunde kennen. Lachen über, wie wir damals waren, wie wir uns heute sehen. Und mit der Zeit ändert sich die Perspektive. Nur du bleibst meine erste Liebe. Yeah.
Okay. Today has been the day from hell as far as Sorry. Producing a radio show. No, no, listen. Victoria Adelis, I guess her name is pronounced, didn't realize that the show was Eastern time. She thought she was going to be on at noon Oregon time. That's an honest mistake. So we'll have her on at another time. For those of you who tuned into the switching from bikini competitor to figure competitor show, we will have that on next week. And then, of course, telephone problems will always happen on the same day that I lose a guest. So it's just par for the course on live radio. Don't worry about it. Okay, so questions that I have for you. First of all, there are women out there who just gave birth who are saying, you know what, Darielle, maybe you have the energy to walk in the morning, strap the baby to your chest and walk. I just don't have any energy. What would you say to them to get them started, to get them motivated, to make them believe that a little effort may beget more energy?
Well, you know, like I said before, it's all in the mindset and it's all in what you choose to do. Yeah, there are definitely times where it's just, it's exhausting. You know, I've gone through times where my body just feels numb and, you know, I feel like I don't want to move, but it's amazing how your body responds to exercise once you start. So it's just, sometimes it's just getting past that first, you know, couple minutes, and then your body actually will start to feel good. And overall, once you start doing that time after time, your body will get to a point where that will actually help your energy throughout the day. So maybe, you know, in a few weeks or a month or 2 months, however long it takes you, you won't want to make those excuses anymore because you know it will make you feel better. You're seeing results. So it's really, you know, I think it's all about how badly you really want to feel good and you want the results.
What about, is starting to get restricted or more serious about your diet caused you to be any more tense? Not short-tempered, but what's the word I'm looking for? You know, like easily agitated, because obviously raising a baby is not the easiest thing in the world. It's not
right.
Convenient. It's not about convenience. Do you still feel like you have all the patience you had before? Or should women be prepared to kind of fall into a groove where they'll have to find their zone again?
You know, I went through the period of dieting where I was very agitated all the time. This is pre-pregnancy. You know, and I felt like it was normal. You know, I'm not, you know, dieting unless I'm agitated, but I don't really believe that should be the case anymore.
Right.
You know, I think if you're not feeling good, then work some foods in that do make you feel good. I don't think that you have to be edgy and miserable and, you know, just because you're dieting, you should feel good and you should still be eating foods that you like. I mean, you know, not pizza, but, you know, there are ways to work in foods to mentally make you feel good. So I think if you're feeling agitated, look at what you're eating. Maybe you're not, you know, getting enough fats, good fats.
And I was going to ask you about that. Are you a proponent of omega-3 fatty acids, fish oils, and stuff like that?
Yes, definitely. That I think that makes the biggest difference on your mentality.
Yes.
Because, you know, your brain needs fats. So the healthy fats, like you said, the omega-3s. And so I find, and that's why for me, cutting out more carbs isn't as difficult for me because I know if I'm getting the healthy fats I'm supplementing with it and I'm eating protein, I'm feeling good overall. Now, if someone doesn't feel good, then maybe they need a little bit more carbs in their diet.
What about, are there any supplements that you are also a big believer in? I know that you're using fat burners to help you be more energized. Is there anything else mm-hmm. that you feel like in this particular instance is the unique challenges of ridding yourself of postpartum body fat that you think are essential?
A good protein powder is very good, and it's very convenient because it's quick and easy and you can throw together a shake, and I use Iron Mag Labs products, so I really like their whey isolate, and I'm also using their fat burner, the Pyro RX. So those, I think, a protein supplement is very important, so you can, you know, so you're not starving yourself. Because at the beginning, something I did go through was I did have trouble eating a lot throughout the day. I was finding myself just going half the day, maybe more, and not eating anything because you do get very caught up. That was at the beginning, you know, newborn, it's more difficult. Now, you know, he can play. So, but still, a protein supplement is very important. I take multivitamin, extra vitamin C, vitamin D, omega-3s or through fish oil. That's what I take right now.
Okay.
So.
Carly Gomez posted on the Superhuman Radio network page, asked Darielle if she feels her body is more responsive now in losing body fat than pre-pregnancy.
I feel it is because I feel like I've built more muscle through my weight training. Now, I'm not bulky. I don't look like a man. but because I've been able to add on a little bit more muscle than I had before, that has definitely helped get some of the weight off and keep it off.
Do you feel that the pregnancy allowed you to add more muscle? You feel that, because you said something earlier in the show about the hormonal changes in your body post-pregnancy have actually maybe benefited you a little bit. Listen to him.
Yeah. Do you hear him? Yeah, little Aaron's making his radio debut.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you know, I think it could be, you know, two things that go through my head. You know, I told you about my overdieting and everything that I went through before, and so I think giving my body a break and then getting and then I guess starting off fresh has allowed me to put on muscle. But I do think that there are hormones that go along with pregnancy, post-pregnancy, that has allowed me to build a little bit more and right. to gain my strength back.
Yeah.
I mean, you do need strength to deal with a baby, so.
Okay. Another thing that I wonder, while it has nothing to do with necessarily training and diet, but obviously you can speak to this for women that you may counsel post-pregnancy. Do you notice any changes in your that's cute. Do you notice any changes in your hair and your fingernails at all? Are they more brittle? Do you have to start paying attention to these things now?
It's really funny you ask that because I've seen a huge change in my hair that it's horrible.
It's what?
It's not good. It's bad. I mean, my hair has definitely kind of reacted to the pregnancy.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. I mean, so many things change, and I've told that it could never... I mean, I won't go into, you know, detail to what happened, but basically, I mean, my hair is very, very dry now.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's different. You know, the chemistry of your body changes.
Well, but it changes back. The chemistry of your body changes because when your body needs, the baby has precedence for the building blocks. Like a mom who doesn't get enough calcium in her diet, the calcium will be robbed from her bones to give to the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
a lot of times, certain B vitamins, which are required during the pregnancy, are robbed from the mom to protect the baby, and it shows itself by your hair changing. So I would say
right.
to you
now,
that
during
you
pregnancy know, it was great, but right. post pregnancy is when it
right
took a turn.
Right. So you know you need to look to your B vitamins again for that, mm-hmm. in my opinion. But anyway, okay. So women can come to you who are planning on getting pregnant or are already pregnant. What about women who have already had a baby and they've really put on way too much weight? They didn't watch what they were doing and they just went to hell in a handbasket and they have really a lot of weight to lose. Can you help them as well?
Definitely, yes. It's never too late. I mean, you have to start somewhere, and it's no matter how much weight you gain, I mean, it can always come off. It's not there permanently. Just because you've had a baby doesn't mean your body has been ruined, like we talked about. So, yeah, absolutely.
You know what, mm-hmm. too? We just have to look back 100 years, 150 years. Women gave birth 150 years ago. It was much more difficult. We didn't have the medical breakthroughs that we have today. Most women were delivering in their homes with a relative assisting. You don't see, when you look at pictures of women 150 years ago that gave birth to like 6-8 kids, lost 3 of them, you know, 4 lived, that type of thing, none of them are obese. None of them are overweight. Mm-hmm. So this is not a new phenomenon that
right.
pregnancy should not change your body for the last 40 years of your life, 50 years of your life. So mm-hmm. it really is important distinction to make that women's bodies are more prone to getting rid of the body fat if they do the right things. But learning to do the right things is the problem. If you listen to shows like Dr. Oz and the mainstream media, you will never get rid of the body fat. But if you go to somebody who's made a living with her body, like Darielle Singerman, whose it was imperative for her to regain some modicum of what she looked like before, then you can learn the real secrets and not the BS that's out there, like raspberry ketones are all you need, you know.
yeah, they overwhelm you with information because it's all a big sales pitch for, you know. I mean, it comes down to if you were to look at one aspect, it comes down to your diet, you know. And so many women, I feel like if they're not getting to the gym, they're not going to be able to lose the weight when they can just be doing the work in their kitchen, and that could do half the work for them.
Right.
You don't necessarily have to get out until, you know, a certain point. Obviously, you got to work in, you know, exercise, so of course that has to be there. But to get started and to get motivated, you know, you don't have to not do it because you can't get to the gym.
Right.
You know, at that point.
Right, right. No, very, 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 very good points. All right, so let's plug the website again. The website is getfitpregnantchick.com. I see that your webmaster is a friend of the show, Sally Ann Taylor.
Yes.
Very cool, very cool.
Love
she does
Sally.
She does great work. She does great, very, very talented.
She does.
Women can get in touch with you through the website, right?
Yes. Yeah, through the website. And my email is DarielleSingerman@iCloud.com.
And for those of you who don't know how to spell Darielle, it's D-A-R-I-E-L-L-E. Singerman is S-I-N-G-E-R-M-A-N, all one word, at iCloud.com. It's funny, when we saw Darielle and Aaron at the Arnold, I called Darielle Ariel. But I said, the reason I did it is not because I thought her name was Ariel, but I was thinking of Aaron and Darielle at the same time. I was like, oh, look, there's Aaron and Daryl. I went, oh, Ariel. And then I thought to myself, oh, my God, I just turned you guys into Brangelina. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, they called them Brangelina, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, now we know what we will name our daughter if we have one.
There you go. Well, listen, it's great having you on the show. You look amazing. Women should take your advice.
Thank you.
I say that unabashedly. I wish you all the luck, and you know that I am a big fan of your husband's. And one other thing I have to say. I don't think you could have done this had you not had a husband who was involved in physical culture and nutrition already. Don't you think that is part of it? If your partner isn't supportive as a minimum and perhaps even participating as a maximum, this becomes even harder for a pregnant woman.
It definitely does, and I'm so happy you brought that up because Aaron has been such a huge support and just really – you know, I mean, on days that I don't feel as motivated, he motivates me. So it's great to have. I mean, obviously you don't need someone who's in the industry, but if you have someone on the same page and they know your goals, you definitely need the support.
Well, wait a minute. So let's talk about this. You bring up an interesting point before we end the show. Some women get mad when someone quote unquote tries to motivate them. Does he do it casually? Does he say, you know, well, Darielle, why don't you just try to get to the gym? Or does he say, come on, Darielle, you got to do it? Cause I know Aaron, you got to pull it together. Come on. Cause he used to do that to me. You know, come on, Carl, you got to go, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there are moments where I, you know, he can use a little slap, but no, he's great with, I guess his way of also helping is, you know, being with, I mean, thing, you know, luckily, obviously our case, you know, is different than a lot of people out there because most people go to work. He works from home, so he is able to watch Asher for me.
Right.
If I need to go do something. So if, you know, if I'm kind of feeling a little unmotivated, you know, he may say, I'll watch Asher, you know, go, you know, you can go to the gym, go do cardio, whatever.
That's cool. That's cool. And that's important.
Yeah.
If your partner is not on this path with you, you may want to bring them on and use your partner and yourself to join together to help you lose the postpartum fat. Can you do something before the show ends? You told me about if you go to Asher and you put your fingers on your lip and you go like this, then he wants you to do it to him and he goes like, ooh, 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 right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You want me to do that?
Yeah, go bring the phone over to him. Yeah.
Okay. Come on, this one time you're not. He's grabbing my finger.
He doesn't want to do. There you go. That's cool.
That was his debut.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, listen, thank you so much,
Carl,
for being on the show.
Thank you for having me on. I did want to tell you that it means a lot. You know, being on your show, knowing where my husband started, it's special to me. So
I knew Aaron had a voice for radio the minute I first talked to him. I said, my God, this guy's got a distinctive voice. If he gets on the radio, people will remember him. And sure enough, the first Arnold we went to, he and I was standing out in the lobby talking, and people were walking up to us going, hey, you're Aaron Singerman, right? Yeah, you're Carl Lenore. It's because like they heard our voices. They didn't know what we looked like. Quite often,
mm-hmm.
You know? So yeah, I knew he would be good on radio and he's done a great job. And you want to know the truth? I gave him a nudge, but he's done everything himself. He's made an amazing career for himself and I'm really, really proud to have been involved with him early on. I got to tell you that right now. Thank you so much for being on the show, Darielle.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. So we will, obviously reschedule. Victoria Adelis for another time next week, and we will do the bikini to figure transition show. I want to thank her for trying to make it today. We screwed up and gave her the wrong time. I want to thank you for listening and putting up with my droning at the beginning of the show because I had no guests for the first hour. Again, go to getfitpregnantchick.com today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.